Embarrassing moments are something that everyone has experienced at one point or another. I have had plenty myself. My name is John, and this is my story on the time I fell off a float during a local parade. The year was 2010, which would have made me 7 years old at the time. Since I was seven, that meant I could play football for our local City League football team. There were three levels for City League football, starting off with Bantams, then junior varsity, and finally varsity. The age range for each of these teams is 7 and 8 years old for Bantams, 9 and 10 years old for JV, and 11 and 12 years old for varsity. Since it's City League, there's also a weight limit for each group, starting at 115 pounds for Bantams, 125 pounds for JV, and finishing off with 150 pounds for varsity. Now for me at the age of 7, I was a whopping 35 pounds soaking wet. I was surprised that I was even allowed to participate in the sport. Nonetheless, I went out for football and I ended up having a lot of fun. However, there was one moment that I wasn't so happy about. That moment was the Wellsburg 4th of July parade. The parade was held in downtown Wellsburg, and I had found out that both Follinsby and Wellsburg City League football teams would be participating in the parade. Now, I had never been in a parade before, and I was extremely excited about it. That excitement went away very quickly, though. I thought that we would have been walking in the parade. The parade was from Zadda's to Kroger's, which is roughly 1.8 miles if you're walking. Since we were all athletes, I figured we would walk because we run more than 1.8 miles every day at practice. However, I was sadly mistaken. What we ended up doing was riding on a float. Now, the float was simply a trailer hooked up to a truck with paper being taped around the trailer. And this paper that was taped around the trailer had pictures of all of the football players on it. This trailer was not very big, and we put all players and coaches from all three levels on this trailer. We're talking minimum 100 people on a tiny trailer. That was bad news for me, because I don't like being around a lot of people in a small constricted area. This trailer, with the amount of people on it, was indeed a small constricted area. Regardless, I got over it and tried to just have a good time. Once the parade started, everything was going well. That was until someone slipped and put their foot through the paper on the side of the trailer, causing there to be a big hole. Everything just went downhill from there. We were now about halfway through the parade, and I look out at all the people who are watching this parade, and my eyes slowly stumbled upon my entire family, who were yelling my name as loud as they possibly could. I've never seen them so happy. I waved at them as we continued past them. Then the worst thing imaginable happened. We hit a pothole on the good old West Virginia roads that we have, and it caused all of us to move. I was bumped into from behind and ended up falling through the hole that was in the paper, landing headfirst into the road. I popped back up and tried to get back on the trailer. However, when I got to my feet, everything was spinning. I ended up falling into some poor old lady's lap on the sidewalk, and then one of the coaches noticed that I fell and jumped off the trailer and ran after me. My mother then took me away from him, and we ended up going home before the parade even ended. To wrap it all up, that night was one of the worst experiences I've had, from being around all of those people to falling off the float in the middle of the parade and being so embarrassed about it. I think it's safe to say, I'm no longer a big fan of parades.